Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of speaking lies. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam qala: Arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa, wa man kana fihi khaslatun minhunna kanat fihi khaslatun min nifaqin hatta yada'aha. إذا أتمن خانا وإذا حدث كذبا وإذا عاهد غدرا وإذا خاصم فجرا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone has four qualities, he is a pure hypocrite. If anyone has these four qualities, then he is a pure hypocrite. And if he has one of them, then he has a quality of hypocrisy until he gives it up. What a beautiful way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining this to us, that if a person has four qualities, then he's a pure hypocrite. And if he has one of these four qualities, then he has one quality of hypocrisy until he gives up that quality of hypocrisy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes on to explain what are these four qualities. The first one, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When this person is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. We'll explain this just now. So when he is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. The second quality is, وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks, then he speaks lies. When he speaks lies. This part of the hadith ties up to the chapter that we're doing, that the prohibition of lies. So the second quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is explaining to us the qualities of a hypocrite. The second quality is, when he speaks, then he speaks lies. And the third is, when he makes a promise, he breaks it. In other words, he makes a promise, then he breaks a promise. He doesn't give any value to the promise that he has made. He doesn't give any consideration to the promise that he has made. He makes a promise and he breaks a promise. In other words, this person doesn't have any honesty in him. And the fourth quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. When he disputes, in other words, there is some type of disagreement with somebody that he has, when he disputes, فَجَرَ, he becomes vulgar. The way that he attends to this disagreement is via vulgarity. So he becomes vulgar in his dispute that he has, his disagreements that he has. So these four qualities, once again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person is placed in a position of trust, then he betrays his trust. When he speaks lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he disputes, he has any disagreement, then he becomes vulgar. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Let's just look at one of these qualities. When a person is placed in a position of trust, then he betrays it. How often we are placed in positions of trust? Sometimes we don't even realize it. So often, a person is employed for a company, employed for a firm. He's in a position of trust. Am I fulfilling that role that I have been employed for? Or am I doing my own things? I'm using the company phone for my own personal benefit. I'm using the company vehicle for my own benefit. I'm using the company's time to do my own things. And today with the cell phone, how many people are engaged, even whilst working for companies and firms, half their time is going on the cell phone. So we remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are placed in a position of trust. We expected to fulfill that trust. One person, when he finished off at one company, he told me that I went and gave back every single thing. And I told that boss of mine when I was leaving, it was very good to me. So I went and I told him and I explained to him that please forgive me for any extra time that I may have used to do anything personal. That extra staples that I must use, may have used from the stapler, the extra nibs that I may have used in the pencil, the extra ink that I may have used from the pen, even forgive me for that. Now, this is what you call a high level of honesty. When a person has got a high level of honesty, this will worry him. Otherwise, a person has got no honesty when he is a cashier, then to steal 300, 400 rand a day means nothing. One person was explaining to me recently, he's telling me I'm in such a position that if I had to take $1,000, he says our business is in dollars, if I have to take $1,000 a day, my boss won't know about it. He's overseas, but he won't know about it. But Allah Ta'ala knows about it. I don't even take 1 cent from the company. I said, that's how it should be. Don't ever let Shaitan try and justify that position of yours. Very often it happens that Shaitan makes a person start justifying that wrong in that position of trust, and now he thinks that what I'm doing is right. For example, the boss was supposed to give me an increase. He never gave me an increase. So all I'm doing is I'm taking my increase. All I'm doing, I'm taking my increase by myself. And that becomes theft. So therefore, one has to be very careful. Shaitan is very intelligent, very clever in trying to make a person dishonest. One incident of the Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali comes to mind. As the Mawlana Shafi Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, one person came to make mashura. So position of trust can mean many things. Person comes to speak to us in confidence. That is also trust. Now we don't go home and tell our wife or children the story because it was a nice story to tell them. And sometimes when we go home, we want to give stories. This person came and told us something in confidence, that is trust. We don't tell anybody. The person comes and asks us for mashura, we give the best mashura, even if it goes against us. If it goes against us also, no problem. But the man asks for mashura, I give him the best mashura. So he needed to purchase another house. Mawlana Shafi Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali wanted to purchase a second house. And the house next to him, the neighbor came for mashura. That I want to sell this house of mine. And the reason I want to sell is I got another job in another town. And I want to move for that new job, so therefore I want to sell this house. If it was me and you, we needed that house next door. And now it has come, the person is coming for mashura, I will say, sell it and sell it to me. Very good. It's a very good mashura I'm giving you. Sell this house. That's what we would have done. Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali told him, don't sell the house. Imagine, this is what you call a high level of honesty. He said, don't sell the house. Go there first to that new job. See if you like that place, you like the job, you like the area. Then buy... Then get ready to buy a house there when you know you like that place, the job, etc. If for whatever reason you don't like it there, you don't like the job, at least you know you got a house to come back to. And if you don't have a house to come back to, it will be very difficult. So see what a beautiful mashura he had given him. Even though it went against what he wanted. He wanted the house, but it went against him. So these are the qualities we must have. When a person has very high level of honesty, then automatically trust comes in him. The person is careful about his speech. The person is honest about keeping his promises, and the person also when he speaks, then he speaks honestly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.